This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as referralsforseniors.com. And again, we look for the very best companies to be a part of that with us. At haystackhelp.com, we've got a help box right there on our homepage. You can send an email through there. And of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP. And that comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you, we'll get right back to you. Well, glad to have two new guests in studio with us from Touching Hearts at Home, and Stacy Tabor and Franny Schmidt. So, Stacy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And Franny, thank you.
Hi, good to be here.
Hey, glad to have you guys. And this is pretty convenient because you guys are on the fourth floor and we're on the 12th floor, so you didn't have to travel far.
We're close.
Yeah,
we're neighbors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right, so let's talk about this. And, you know, hopefully we're going to do some more of this throughout 2020 with you, because this whole senior care thing is a ginormous industry. And just like with any other industry, though, not all are created equal. I mean, there's some great companies out there like yourself, not so good ones. So let's go back, though, how you guys even got into this. And, Franny, I'll let you start. How did this concept come up? What made you want to get into this industry? And give us a little background.
Stacy and I have known each other for a long time. We've been best of friends for about 15 years. We've worked together in different capacities, but when we found an opportunity to serve a market, to serve seniors and families in communities where we live and breathe and raising our children, we jumped on it. A friend of mine was a caregiver for a Touching Hearts at Home office here in the area. And after hearing more and more about her clients and the families that she was serving, we knew that it was the right thing for us to do. Stacy and I both organically had situations where we experienced the need or the desire or want or lack of for in-home care, and it just presented itself, and we knew that this was a chance for us to make a difference and to touch families and to serve people. And so it was just a calling for us both.
Right. And Stacy, I mean, this is a pretty competitive field. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people, companies do this. So what are some of the things that you feel set you guys apart?
I think it's really important when you look at a company that because it's such a family decision, that you go with a company that the owners are very involved, that a company has a priority of care management, so it's someone that actually sits with you and actually looks at all the facets of the decision you're making. You know, there's a lot of decisions that people make when they're aging and they want to stay at home, but they might be declining in care, you know, in abilities, or they have a health issue they're experiencing. So there's a lot of choices out there. There's staying at home, going to assisted living, going to skilled nursing. And so I think you want to go with a company that looks at the whole thing holistically, that looks at partners that you can bring in. And if you choose home care, they're sitting down with you and making a long-term plan, and that has ongoing care management involved. So it's not just, you know, fitting you with a caregiver that's a good match for your loved one, but actually has a management behind it that's looking at, you know, what's the long-term solution going to look like, and not just something that's short term. So, I mean, that's something that we certainly do. We have Dee Dee here listening in today, and she's one of our care coordinators. So she comes out every 7 to 10 days and is responsible to just checking in on the caregiver and the client and the family to make sure that the care is matching what the needs are.
Yeah, just everybody's gelling. Because sometimes you can have two great people and personalities just don't match.
Because I think that's the biggest fear when families and people make this decision that, you know, so this wonderful caregiver is going to come out to our house. So, you know, but they're not in an office. And so who's managing them? Who's checking in to make sure that's good, you know, that the care is going well. So that's someone that's what Dee Dee's there for. And that's what Franny and I do. So we meet with every client that we bring on to our care family. We meet with them individually. We meet with the family. So we're very involved with our company.
Right.
It's very important to us.
Sure.
Yeah.
So is it like a contractual basis of how long they have to do some type of care with you, or how does that work for you?
Not at all. We know that situations change. Mm-hmm. And one way or another, a lot of folks improve, maybe coming home from a rehab situation. Some folks, just based on their needs, decline over time and need more care. So we're very flexible in that regard. When you're signing up with Touching Hearts at Home, we certainly want to be a long-term partner to you. Whether or not we're involved forever is up to the family, but there's nothing that says you're with us for 6 months, 1 year. Our agreements are very, very flexible because we work with all walks of life. So we look for people that are maybe just needing a little bit of care for long term, all the way up to someone maybe coming home with hospice care. And we know that that's not going to be a long term situation for that family. So we're just there to support during that time. Sure. So we're very flexible.
You know, life changes quickly. Mm-hmm. I just got a call this morning. Good buddy of mine, his kids just drove up here from Texas. They're planning on going skiing for the week. They got a call this morning that his son's wife's father had a stroke, had to be airlifted to a hospital. So right now, in Oklahoma, airlifted to the hospital. They just came to ski. So now their whole world has changed, you know, no matter what the outcome is. And so things happen quickly, and this is something that most of us don't like to talk about with family members. But you know what? Having a plan makes everything so much better. And I don't think there's ever too early of a time to contact someone like yourselves. Just come in and say, hey, look, you know, we may be 5 years down the road from this or 10 years, but we just want to see what's available out there and know who we can call when that time comes, instead of somebody slipping and falling and, you know, can they still stay at home safely or not stay at home? So, I mean, just that plan can help so much, can't it, Stacey?
It can. Yeah. And I mean, that's our whole mission. Our mission is to provide a service that allows people to age in place and stay in their home, and, you know, as long as possible. So that means if someone, you know, might be looking down 5 years from the road, we offer a free consultation. Okay. Our business is all about just educating that this is an option. It is an alternative to, you know, what we might have thought, you know, 20 years ago.
Sure.
It was, you know, you get older and you go to a nursing home. And so, you know, now there's all these other options. Home care is an option. It's an affordable option. And so we're happy to meet with any family free of charge, have that conversation. It's kind of a mission of ours is just to educate.
Sure.
And just to, that people know that there is choice. There are options out there. So we're happy to do that. Anytime you can call us anytime and have that conversation, and at least you have that information. So you Absolutely. Can make a more educated decision right. when the time comes.
The company is Touching Hearts at Home. Again, their number 303-632-8786. 303-632-8786. TouchingHearts.com. And, you know, maybe you just spent some recent time with family, and maybe you noticed a mom or a dad or a grandparent, uncle or aunt that's, boy, has declined since the last time you've seen them, and maybe it's not safe for them to be at home. Maybe it is, with some help, and this is what this company is all about. So I hope you'll give them a call. Once again, it's a free consultation, 303-632-8786. So, Franny, let's talk about a little bit what you do as far as services, because there's, my understanding, there's kind of a medical care side of in-home care, and then there's non-medical, and you guys are non-medical, right?
That's right.
Okay.
The term is non-medical. So the way I describe it to families is picture yourself or a family member and what you would do on a day-to-day basis. And maybe you need a little bit of support, and maybe you need a whole lot of support. And we always encourage independence. So our goal is to not come in and charge into someone's home and take over and start doing for someone.
Right.
So when we sit down and we meet with that family, we talk about specific needs. And so that could be things that you used to do very well and you needed a little bit of help. So we spend a lot of time doing meal preparation, creating grocery lists, think about putting clean sheets on a bed, doing laundry, making sure medications are taking at the appropriate time. So those household duties, something that you would do on a regular basis to maintain your household. But we also provide a lot of personal care. So we're talking about folks that may be coming home from a rehab situation or hospital setting where they're no longer able to toilet on their own, to shower on their own. Maybe they need assistance even standing up because they're unsteady after a recent fall. So that's the personal care standpoint that we, or aspect of the business that we take care of. We can do anything from just a little bit of standby assistance, making sure someone's steady, all the way up to someone who's fully bedbound, no longer able to get out of bed, transfer. Maybe they need assistance with a Hoyer lift, but just caring for a person wherever they may be in their physical state.
Right.
So,
and you know, it takes a lot of training in doing what caregivers do as well. I mean, you take just a simple fact of getting someone out of a tub or getting them into a tub or in and out of a shower. And look, we all love our parents and relatives and all, but I'm going to tell you, I don't know of anything more taxing and anything that wears you out more than taking care of someone. I mean, I think we've all sat in a hospital for 6 or 8 hours with a friend, mm-hmm. and you're exhausted when you go home, and all you did was sit, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's so much on you. And so to let you keep your spot in the family, so to speak, and just take care of that person, meaning be there for support, but to have professionals come in and do all those other things that will help them, it probably even helps a lot of relationships, you know, because, I mean, it's easy to just lose your mind after a little while when you get so tired, right?
That's a big piece of what we do. We call it respite care. So our goal is, we're always looking at a family member as maybe that primary caregiver, but our goal is to be able to come in and do some of those things that the family member is doing, so that as a daughter or a son caring for a parent, they can be a daughter, they can be a son, they can enjoy spending that time together without having that responsibility or feeling like they have the responsibility or burden of caregiver. Like, I have to do this for mom, I have to do this for dad. Mm-hmm. They can come in and enjoy that time, where we can make that very routine and very simple, and everyone knows our role,
sure,
as a professional caregiver, and then giving that family the opportunity to be family.
Right. Once again, the number 303-632-8786, 303-632-8786. You can check out their website, touchinghearts.com. So, Stacy, what's the biggest hurdle sometimes in just get, because everybody wants to stay in their home as long as they can, but sometimes it's just not safe to do so. So, I mean, do you find it tough sometimes convincing just all the siblings to get together and agree before you guys go in and talk? I mean, how does that work real quick?
I think that's a good question. So I think a lot of times when we meet with families, they don't even know that this service exists. Right. So I think, you know, if it's a crisis situation in the hospital, it's, you know, you're coming home, what do we do? And so a lot of times you're going to rehab, and then a lot of times the next logical step is to go to assisted living. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's not a good fit. You know, it could be a fit for short term, but they might recover. It could be 30 days,
sure,
you know, just with a little bit of help, and they could go back to being independent. So I think the biggest hurdle a lot of times it's just knowing that the option's there. That I think a lot of times for home care, it just depends on where the situation is. But most times, home care is a more affordable option. If someone doesn't need round-the-clock care, but just a little bit of care, this is something that you can do that's that will extend your budget,
sure,
a lot longer. You can do care for 9 hours a week, and that's all you need. So.
Right.
I think a lot of times for me, when I meet with families, it's more that they just, it's education.
Mm-hmm.
It's more just understanding what the options are and understanding, you know, financially, which is the best option for them too.
Right. About a minute and a half left. So let's talk about the financial side of things and kind of how that works. I mean, they don't have insurance and things. I mean, I'm assuming there's a cash pay option, but then what insurances, or Medicaid, Medicare, whatever. I mean, how does that work?
So we are private pay.
Okay.
We do work with long-term care insurance.
Okay.
And that's a policy that a lot of folks have in place, and I would encourage anyone listening to certainly look at as we age, you know, live longer, and we think about the importance of caring for ourselves and not putting a burden on family members,
sure,
to care for us financially. It's something I would look at. But something else just to add quickly for Stacy is that we're a great bridge. We provide people, families, the option to think and to make an informed decision about the next step without having to make a hasty decision about,
right,
we're just going to make a quick move, or we're going to do something without really getting a chance to breathe and think,
mm-hmm,
about what's going to be best for families. So we're really, we're a great solution for that, for families that are that are in that crisis situation.
Great. You know, New Year's right around the corner, and a lot of times we make a lot of New Year's resolutions to do with a lot of different things. And you know what? A bad one may be this. I mean, one to do, you should do this, and that is sit down and talk with family members about a plan. And, boy, no greater sign of showing how much you love your family than to have a plan to take care of everyone. So, folks, it's a free consultation, and I highly suggest you get these ladies involved, Stacy Tabor, Franny Schmidt. They will be glad to help you. And, again, it's Touching Hearts at Home, and we're going to be doing hopefully some more things throughout 2020 with these ladies just to bring you that education, to let you know what's available out there. So, once again, their number, 303-632-8786. And, ladies, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having us.
We'll look forward to our next visit. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant, with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Jess Sorcy is going to join us now before Dr. Stedman, and she is the metabolic coordinator there at Integrated Health Systems. Jess, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I am doing good, and I sent Dr. Stedman a text this morning, told him I was going to get in next week or so, redo all that blood work and get going. And I tell you, I'm really interested in what you and I are going to talk about today, because I think I could do this. I just got to figure out the right things to eat. But, yeah, I was teasing Dr. Stedman. I believe one of the intermittent fasting things that we're going to talk about today is it 8-16 or 16-8? What's the right?
It's a 16-8, so okay. 16-hour fast, 8-hour window of eating.
I told him I wasn't sure if I could eat for 16 hours, but I would try. He said, no, it's the other way. Yeah. But anyway, this is a kind of really taken off, this intermittent fasting. So I wanted to get with you today and kind of talk about it. And I guess, first of all, we're going to start with just fasting itself. And when do you recommend that for people, whether maybe it's a fast, and then how long is really a healthy fast for us to do where you're really not eating anything?
Yeah, so fasting is great. I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there that think it's, you know, a fad diet or something that, you know, we shouldn't be doing. But if you think back, you know, we live in a culture, a world where there's food everywhere. And if you think back to our ancestors, you know, they didn't always have access to food. And so they would go long periods of time without food, which was actually really good for your health. So the idea behind fasting is that, you know, we get back to doing some of that. We give the body a rest. It can help with inflammation and brain function, weight loss. So there's a lot of different benefits to it. So, you know, in our clinic, we advise that a lot of our patients do some intermittent fasting throughout their care, but one thing that we really advocate is that you have to work up to it. So anyone that's listening, this isn't something that you would want to just say, okay, you know, just got through Christmas, I want to lose some weight, so I'm going to throw myself into fasting, because you need to make sure your blood sugar is stable before doing this, you know, that you're eating good food. So there's some parameters that, you know, we like to make sure have, you know, been adjusted for before throwing people into some of these fasting windows.
Right. And, you know, some things I was reading before, it seemed like if we could all avoid snacking or eating at nighttime, that right there would probably help most of us. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually a great place to start. And that's where I start with all of our patients is, you know, I ask them, please, you know, try to eat an early dinner, be done eating by 6 or 7, and then, you know, don't eat until 6 or 7 the next morning. So that right there is a 12-hour fast. And then if they can tolerate that, then we can keep pushing that breakfast an hour back, you know, until they're hitting close to that 16-hour fast.
Right. Again, Jess Sorcy is with us. She's a metabolic coordinator. Their number is 303-781-5617, and they do a free consultation for us here at Haystack Health Radio and Your Health Matters. So if you'd like to give them a call, and, you know, there's so many different things that you're going to see advertising right now, but you know what? You need someone that really encompasses your whole health and not just focuses on nutrition, but at Integrated Health Systems, they really do focus on, you know, your whole well-being. And I hope you'll give them a call, 303-781-5617. So the things I was looking at today, you know, it talked about how our food breaks down into enzymes, into our gut, and eventually ends up as in our bloodstream and all that. But, man, sugars, why is sugar so addicting? I mean, man, once you get to, you know, eating a lot like we all did probably at Christmas and all, and then you try to go a day without eating something sweet, it's horrible.
Yeah. I think we're all in that boat right now. one of the things about sugar that, you know, it does have the potential to change brain function. So it's a feel-good substance. And, you know, sugar is essentially a drug. It's just as addictive as, you know, street drugs. There's a lot of research on that. So, you know, it alters the brain to make us feel good when we eat it. So that's one avenue of why sugar is so addicting. And then secondly, you know, it can create blood sugar issues. So if your blood sugar spikes on you and then drops, then your brain's alerting you that, hey, your glucose is really low, so I need some sugar to bring it up. So that's the people that, you know, are craving sugar in the afternoon. It's usually because they have what's called reactive hypoglycemia going on, where their blood sugar is dysregulated and they're having these spikes and drops in their blood sugar, which is alerting the body towards needing quick glucose, i.e. sugar. So those are two of the main reasons why sugar can be so addictive to us.
Right. So if we look at this intermittent fasting thing, and the idea is to pick 8 hours where you eat, Victoria explained to me that's not 8 hours where you can eat just pizza and then and you say for even intermittent fasting, is that something you kind of got to work your way into, or is intermittent fasting okay to just go ahead and just say, hey, I'm going to do this starting tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can start with, like, stop eating at 6 or 7 at night and try. I think most of us should be able to go 12 hours without food. And if you can't, then that's a reason to come in and see me, because there's other issues going on. But if you can go 12 hours, then, you know, you should be able to go 14. And if you can go 14, then push it to 16. So you don't want to throw yourself into the full 16-hour fast. You want to ease yourself into it and see how you do with it. You know, things to watch out for if you are fasting, you know, if you're craving sugar, that's obviously a sign that it might not be working. And then you want to keep an eye on your energy levels throughout the day. Most people that intermittent fast, they actually have quite a bit of energy when they're fasting. But for some people who they might not be ready for that, they might find themselves fatigued, sleep might be disrupted. So those are some of the things that you want to watch for that might alert you that maybe you need to take a step back and start with some other foundational pieces first.
Right. And do you want to stay away from, or what are some of the things you want to stay away from? So let's say, you know, you don't eat anything after, let's say, 7 o'clock at night, and so then you're not going to eat till 10 o'clock the next morning. I mean, what would be ideal to eat then at 10 a.m.?
So, you know, with fasting, I think one of the huge misconceptions with it is, well, I'm fasting, I'm skipping a meal, so that gives me more leeway to eat junk. And that's actually, you know, very wrong. So you really want to keep your food really healthy. So, you know, if you're going to be fasting, you know, what you eat when you break that fast is just as important. So focusing on lean proteins, vegetables, healthy fats, you know, really whole foods is going to help, because not only are you going to get a ton of nutrients from that, but you're also going to stabilize the body in a way that it can adjust to being in that fasted state. So if you break a fast with a bunch of sugar, you're setting yourself up to have a lot of blood sugar issues, and that's going to backfire later. So you really want to make sure you're breaking that fast with a well-balanced meal.
Right. So would you say, like, eating, you know, eggs or something like that would be something good to eat for that first thing?
Yeah, eggs would be great. You know, a grilled chicken salad, something like that. You know, some protein and vegetables, a piece of fruit and some nuts, something that has, you know, some glucose in it, but is also stabilized by fat and protein.
Mm-hmm. And then how many calories would you say is, I know it's probably so individualized, but how many calories in should you look to take in during that 8-hour period?
You still need to get, and this is another misconception, you still really, in that 8-hour window, and this is where people go wrong as well, is you still need to really focus on getting your full calories for the day. So, like, for me, I love to fast Monday through Friday when I'm at work, because I'm trying to get here early. It's just a lot to get breakfast in. So I fast till, like, mid-morning, 11. And what I do then is then I usually will either have my smoothie or I'll have my lunch, but then, you know, in an afternoon snack, I replace whatever meal was fasted at that time. So, like, if I fast and I have my lunch, you know, at 11, then at 3, I'm having the smoothie that I would normally have had for breakfast. So the idea is not about calorie restriction. It's about getting the same amount of calories in just in that eight-hour window.
Right. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to come see you. And, hey, I'm going to do this public so this way it puts pressure on me to stick with. So, I mean, we're going to do it. We're going to weigh. We're going to do the whole thing and do it right. So, Jess, hey, we appreciate it very much. Once again, you can give Jess a call. She's a metabolic coordinator there at Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. And let them know you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio and Your Health Matters, and they'll get you fixed up here for 2020. So, Jess, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We'll be back with more of Your Money Matters with Dr. Shane Steadman right after this.
Explore your life outdoors January 9th through 12th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts or wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and event information. Show opens at noon on weekdays, 10 o'clock on the weekend. Your life outdoors at the International Sportsman's Expo, January 9th through 12th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Trust your pet's care to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree for over 15 years. There are many reasons we love them, and it's great to have all of our pet care needs met under one roof. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, boarding, grooming, or obedience training, the friendly and experienced staff at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. As accredited members of the American Animal Hospital Association, you can rest assured that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center meets the highest standards of veterinary care. And they're a Gold Star member of the BBB and a member of HaystackHelp.com. Check out their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com as they share great insight on pet care. Lone Tree is open 7 days a week for your convenience. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. I mistakenly said Your Money Matters. That's another show we do on Tuesdays, but glad to have Dr. Shane Steadman with us. And again, Integrated Health Systems. And once again, their number, 303-781-5617. Dr. Steadman, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, as I told Jess, I sent you a text this morning, man. We're going to do something different here for 2020. I know that's what everybody says, but you know what? And get together and put together a good program. But I wanted to get with you a little bit and still kind of talk about this whole thing we were talking with Jess with. But you deal so much with our brain and our gut and that relationship. What does it do to our brain in those first few days when we start talking about this whole idea of intermittent fasting?
You know, yeah, I was kind of glad. I heard you and Jess talking about that, and I was like, oh, this is perfect, because I was actually listening to, I think it was the news, maybe it was yesterday or Saturday morning, and there was they actually had a big study
on
intermittent fasting. And I know, I was like, ooh, that's kind of good, because I think that's definitely something that people are talking about. And it's funny, because I think the article is like, this is going to be the new trend for 2020. I'm like, well, it was a huge trend in about 2018, and then it carried through to this year, because I think more people are starting to be aware of it and mm-hmm. what it can do. So, you know, I think what it does for the brain is there's a couple things. There's actually a bunch of things that it does. And I think this is why it's really fascinating to utilize this or incorporate this. One of the things is you look at reducing inflammation. So when you go through these kind of fasting, these durations of fasting, you know, they actually release certain proteins, and they call them like sirtuin proteins. And these proteins actually help with like anti-inflammatory processes. And so you'll often hear people say, hey, I felt clear. My brain felt clear. I feel like I could do more at work, or my memory was a little bit better. You know, so it's all these just inflammatory pieces that we all do. And we talk about this all the time on this show. Inflammation is a really big undercurrent. So when you do intermittent fasting, one of the things it does is reduces that inflammation in the brain as well, and people can get some more clarity. And I think the other thing that it does is you can also, there's two more big things I'll talk about. One of them is called like autophagy, where it's actually kind of killing off like the dead cells and the old stuff and kind of like replenishing in a way. And so that's another big thing they talked about with intermittent fasting. So when you're kind of looking at like brain function, they even talk about doing some of these similar things, even with like concussions, you know, to kind of help the brain heal and to regenerate a little bit and do some of those things. And then lastly is kind of the use of using some of the ketones in your body. Your body can use those ketones, you know, as fuel and to do different things. It's really fascinating, the research that's come out over the past couple of years on this.
Right. So before anyone starts any kind of thing with, whether it be fasting, intermittent fasting and all, do you recommend they come in, get some blood work just to make sure there's no other underlying conditions? Because they could actually be doing something to harm themselves if there's some other kind of issue, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then I think with the new year coming up and everybody having resolutions and people going to the gym and, you know, it's awesome. I mean, and congratulations to everybody. And this is, you know, let's make a change. But you'll see some people crash and burn. And this intermittent fasting is definitely not for everyone. You know, so if you have low blood sugar and you're struggling with it, and then also you intermittent fast, I mean, sometimes people will crash and you don't have the energy to work out. Or if you have low iron, sometimes people tend to crash, you know, on intermittent fasting. Definitely if people have an eating disorder or disordered eating, you know, that's usually not a good kind of group to have. You know, or if you're going to work with that, that's what's important for us, is to say, you know, what's kind of going on in your world? Do you have, you know, some food issues that intermittent fasting may or may not be helpful for? Do you have some metabolic issues that intermittent fasting may be helpful for, or maybe it's not helpful at the moment? And I think this is what's important when people kind of get into these resolutions. It's not just simply go to the gym, eat right, and everything's going to be, you know, all better. Because if that was the case, everybody would succeed every year.
Sure.
So that's why I think it's great to get some blood work before you do things like intermittent fasting.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman's with us. Your Health Matters is the show. 303-781-5617 is the number. You can call for that free consultation. And again, folks, all the care that you need is right here under one roof here with Integrated Health Systems, and they will get you fixed up. So, Dr. Steadman, when you look at all these with the intermittent fasting and all, I'm just trying to think of all the things, and we're going to have Jess on a few more times in January as well. Just talk about this coaching matter, because I think the reason why so many people fail, all the studies show by Super Bowl Sunday, which is just in February, you know, 6 weeks now, 7 weeks, whatever it is, and is because they don't have that support and that coaching deal. And you know what? If you fall off one day and eat something you shouldn't, you know, just start again, right? I mean.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what I've learned over the years, I think, of being a doc and dealing with patients and now having counselors is, you know, people fall off. No one's perfect. You know, I think the struggle that you see out there, and this is why it's nice to have support. And even like Jake that's in the office of counseling, I think this is a great topic for him to be a part of too, is that when people fall off the bandwagon, you know, there's usually a reason, but it's easy for people to have guilt and shame over it. You know, you have those people who are perfectionists, you know, and if they don't match up to their perfectionism and they fall off the bandwagon, then everything falls apart, you know, and you don't have to be perfect there. You know, you just have to get in and do it, but it's easier said than done. You know, we all have our baggage, you know, and stuff that we grew up with, you know, so I think that's the struggle that I think having it all under one roof that we try to provide for patients is saying like, hey, we got the support if you fall off, you know, hey, if there's guilt and shame, why is there guilt and shame? Because maybe that's the big thing that's holding you back. Or, hey, there could be some like digestive issues or, you know, anemias or blood sugar issues that Jeff can help you with. You know, there's so many factors, you know, I wish we were all simple human beings, but there's a lot of factors that can make us fall off the bandwagon. And I think to have somebody to kind of put you back on that horse and say, hey, I'll ride with you, that's what we definitely try to provide.
Right. And so would you say, like, you know, this whole idea of that whole relationship between our brain and gut, I mean, by doing this, it sounds like you're going to be doing some gut healing there as well. And, man, it seems like with all the different things that we talk about and all the other different conditions with type 2 diabetes, low thyroid, whatever, I mean, that's where it all kind of starts, is what we're eating and getting our gut healthy.
Absolutely. And I think that's why intermittent fasting is good. I think it forces us to eat healthy. And you know, like everything too, and this is good for people to be careful of, is you can do intermittent fasting and still eat poorly, you know?
Sure.
I watch people do this. You know, there's some of the weight loss programs back in the day that were all geared towards points, you know, so you're only allowed to have a certain amount of points a day. And I remember so many patients during that time frame, they tell me, yeah, I can have 20 points. And so they wouldn't eat, and then they would just eat all their 20 points on junk food in the evening. And I'm like, well, that's not very healthy, you know. So like, I had my cupcake and spaghetti and all this stuff like that and got all of my 20 points knocked out of the way in one shot. I'm like, No. That's not how that works.
Sure.
But I think having that brain-gut connection is really important. And I think when your brain is working better, your gut is working better. And when your gut's working great, your brain works great. And this is why, you know, I said earlier, like, you can do intermittent fasting and people go, man, I feel better and I have a clear mind. My mood's great and my brain fog's gone. Just like if you eat poorly, you can have brain fog and focusing issues. You know, so I think really kind of driving the two and really understanding there's a big relationship between the brain and the gut and blood sugar and fasting and food. And
right. And it all probably works right then. And even to sleep, your sleep's probably going to be better.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we've been talking on this show for a while now. I mean, absolutely. You know, yeah, if your sleep is not great, but that could also be a blood sugar issue too. You know, that could be a food issue. You know, so it kind of goes back, if you do stabilize your blood sugar or stabilize how your energy system is, you know, sometimes your sleep is so much better. And if you sleep better, voila, you know, everything works better. We were working on a patient last week and there's a lot of neuro stuff that I was working on. You know, it's funny because I was like, hey, Dr. Maynard, can you check out this patient for me? Because it's just, there's something there. And so I was like, hey, I need another second set of eyes. Can you work on her? And so she comes in and I'm like, all right, Dr. Maynard's going to see you today. And we already kind of been talking this out. And he goes, I didn't find anything wrong with her. I'm like, really? And he goes, no. But she said she slept for the first time in a while last night. I was like, well, that would make sense. Sleeping does a lot for you. So, I mean, all her neurological symptoms that I found, they all cleared up just with a good night's sleep.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest against Integrated Health Systems. Their number 303-781-5617. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Dr. Steadman just a little bit more on this topic. Folks, give them a call. And again, this is that time of year where we all try to do something different. And I'm telling you, you need somebody that can really be of help to you and make sure you're not just going in someplace and getting on some type of diet that's really not working for your whole body and your whole health. And Dr. Studman can help you. I highly recommend the blood work. I'm going to be getting mine done again and do this myself. So I hope you'll give them a call, 303-781-5617. We'll be right back.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Explore your life outdoors January 9th through 12th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts or wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and event information. Show opens at noon on weekdays, 10 o'clock on the weekend. Your life outdoors at the International Sportsman's Expo, January 9th through 12th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters with Dr. Shane Studman, Integrated Health Systems. IntegratedHealthDenver.com is their website. Today we are talking about intermittent fasting and a lot of things to know here. And we had Jess on, the metabolic coordinator there as well. And that's another great thing now about Integrated Health Systems. They have got professionals in every area that you need there. And then your file is right there under one roof. So all the different docs can talk and compare things to make sure they've got you on a good path. And Dr. Stedman, here's what I fear so many times. A lot of people will go to some of these, quote, diet kind of places, walk in, get something to take that'll curb their appetite, and then they just go on some diet, and that's the ones usually in 7 weeks or off of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of those that are out there. And I think a lot of people, I think our society's kind of hoping for that, you know, those quick weight loss gains. And there, you know, and some of them work, you know, sure. Some people do really well with those too, but I think the thing is there's a lot of people that don't, you know, and it's easy to talk about all the people that do, you know, and there's certain people that, you know, it's like, if you have somebody who works out, you know, let's say regularly, you know, and then all of a sudden they just pick up one of those, you know, kind of like fad diets or fad programs, you know, man, it could work really well, you know, or somebody's already eating healthy and they're like, hey, I just want to, you know, lose the holiday weight. And like, bam, you know, they're down like 15 pounds. That's super awesome, you know. But I think there's too many people that have, you know, things like blood sugar instability and thyroid, hypothyroidism and anemias and malabsorption and leaky gut and bacterial infections. You know, there's people that have all these issues that then try those things because, yeah, you know, that'd be way cool to lose, you know, 10, 15, 20 pounds in a few weeks. That'd be amazing, you know. But also you do see sometimes with those like kind of bad type of diets that people end up kind of going back, you know. And I think that's what's really, you got to be cautious of that because your body actually does have a set point, you know. And then I think some of the research actually talks about a set point that you got to be kind of at a new weight for a good few months in order to say, here's my new set point, you know. And if you don't kind of maintain that, then you kind of end up going back, or you do the fad diets, but then you don't do the fad diet for a long period of time. So you kind of go back to your old habits. And I think what Jess does a really good job here in the office is saying, okay, here is your new normal. Here are some better habits. You know, here's how to eat and why, and educating people on that so that you know, is intermittent fasting good? And if so, why is it good? And how can you do this long term? Or what should you do long term? You know, and there's all those pieces that come with it because you don't want it to be a fad, because then, sure, then you just spend money and you go back to where you were. And that's not the point of this either, you know.
Right. Now, do you involve supplements when someone's intermittent fasting sometimes as well?
Not usually. You know, we have done certain things. Like sometimes you can do like exogenous ketones, you know, so if we were actually kind of using an intermittent fasting to transition into a ketogenic diet. Sometimes we'll actually utilize intermittent fasting and then add in some exogenous ketones as a supplement and do that. Because there's some people that go into ketogenic diets, and that could be another great conversation with Jess too. They go into ketogenic diets, and there's some people that definitely shouldn't be doing that, you know, or there's a way to transition into that. And so that's when we'll sometimes use supplements, or we'll actually use supplements for adrenal support so that they can do their intermittent fasting, but their adrenals aren't just, you know, kind of just saying, whatever, I'm on vacation, you know, have at it.
Right.
So we'll try to do some metabolic support around that if needed.
And, of course, if you're not eating during that time, but you certainly still want to stay hydrated and, you know, water. I mean, is coffee something that's still open to everyone, or are they better off just with water?
Usually it's better water. I mean, and usually sometimes we're trying to work on people, and this, you know, this could be a deterrent for some, but you're trying to, like, figure out. Sometimes coffee for some people is inflammatory. Other people can be beneficial. You know, so even trying to work with people are trying to figure that out, you know. So usually we're kind of like, hey, try to get off the coffee and see, can you maintain that? Because if your energy is better without the coffee, then you don't need the coffee. Then it should just be something you enjoy, not something you're dependent on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're always trying to figure that out.
You know, I was talking with Jess a little quick in our last couple of minutes here, but it seemed like in everything I was reading and just preparing for the show here, it talked about avoid snacking or eating at nighttime. So would you say, man, if we can cut those snacks off by 7 or so and then do that 12 or 14 hours, man, all of us would be better if we just did that one thing.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point, because I think it's super easy, and you know, sometimes you have that little snack, but then you're throwing some, you know, fuel into the body so you can go to bed, you know. Which is not great, because then your body's like, well, thanks for all the energy. What do you want me to do with this?
Right.
You know, so then you got to store it, which isn't great. So yeah, sometimes it's changing that where, you know, if you stopped eating at 8 and, you know, I mean, if you go 8 to 8, that's a 12-hour fast. You know, if you go, you know, is it 8 to noon, you know, you're looking at a 16-hour fast. You know, so sometimes it's like it could be that simple. But yes, just cutting out that evening time, I mean, that can make a world of a difference. You're not pounding down, you know, 400 or 500 calories and going to bed on it.
Sure. And once again, I highly recommend getting Dr. Stedman's blood panel done, and he can sit down with you, go through a consultation, and see what all you need to do there. They make it very easy. You just go get that done and then come back, and Dr. Stedman goes through each line item of that with you. And Dr. Stedman, it's confusing sometimes, and like about 2 minutes left here, but my dad was talking about this over the weekend. He went to some doctor and he said, hey, they said everything's in the range. But, you know, some I looked at some of them and they're on the low. Some are right on the tip of the high. And some I'm going to get you a copy, actually, just take a peek. But, I mean, talk about those ranges and what's out there and why that's so confusing to people sometimes.
You know, the ranges that are on blood work are primarily meant to uncover conditions and diseases. You know, so, and unfortunately, you see this a lot where, you know, let's say, you know, glucose, you know, for a diabetic, it's got to be, you know, usually about 125 and higher. You know, so you might have somebody who's like at 115 and they're like, well, we'll recheck it again in 3 to 6 months. And they'll keep rechecking. Well, you still have high blood sugar. You just haven't hit the quote unquote diabetic range yet. You know, and so a lot of times we call these functional ranges. So we're trying to look at function. And that's kind of the difference between, like, when you're looking at traditional medicine and what their job is trying to fix you and find conditions and pathologies and, you know, make sure that there's nothing bad going on. Within those ranges, there's even tighter ranges and there's different ranges that you can say, hey, where are you going? Where are you trending? Because we don't want anybody to trend towards diabetes or trend towards anemias or trend towards hypothyroid. So if we can catch them early, then you never go into the condition. And that's kind of what we're always trying to do. Catch people before they go into the bad place.
Sure. Hey, you know, last thing real quick, I mean, when we're eating healthy during that 8-hour period, if we decide to do it that way, man, that might be a good time to even try to do this whole gluten-free thing too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great time to do it because, you know, if you're eating all your calories in a kind of an 8-hour window, it's a good time to try it. You'd be surprised. I think last little bit to get people on their New Year's resolution, cut out wheat and dairy. It might be really hard. You can go through withdrawals for about 3 to 5 days, but cut that out. You could shed the weight really fast, and it'd be something to try, and you just put it back in your system and see how you do.
Yeah.
Doesn't take a lot. Just don't buy the bread.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Stedman, thank you so much. Man, great shows all year. We're looking forward to 2020 working with you and Jess and the rest of your team there at Integrated Health System. So thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, thank you. Again, that's Dr. Shane Stedman, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.